The Texas A&M University Commerce football team is 2-0 following Friday evening's 45-37 victory over Delta State University. The game was played at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, home of the Dallas Cowboys, as part of the Lone Star Football Festival. It's an annual event during which all the teams in the Lone Star Conference play over the course of 3 days. But this year, the story wasn't just A&M Commerce getting to play at an NFL stadium. Tonight, it was all about a big victory, arguably the most meaningful win for the Lions football team in over a decade. Delta State came to Arlington ranked 25th in the country among Division II teams. A&M Commerce didn't just keep it close against a ranked opponent. The Lions beat the Statesmen in a hard-fought, dramatic game full of big plays and big errors. First-year head coach Colby Carthel said as much after the game.
Well, it was a great, hard-fought game by both teams. Really quality opponent there in Delta State. They've got a fantastic ball club and, just a lot of momentum swings. There was a lot of miscues by both teams that led to big plays by the others, and I think we just ended up making one or two more to pull out the victory. But it's just a great game here at the festival, and we're just fortunate to come out on top.
The game included 4 timely turnovers and a combined 23 penalties for over 200 yards. But it wasn't a sloppy or badly played matchup. The mistakes were generally forced errors caused by physical, aggressive defenses. The Lions' offense rode the arm of junior quarterback and former Sulphur Springs standout Tyrick Rollison. Rollison finished with 320 yards, including 2 touchdown passes. But it was the A&M Commerce defense that contributed most of the work in the victory. A key sequence in the fourth quarter helped secure the win. With A&M Commerce leading 35-30, Delta State missed a field goal that would have closed the gap to 2. The Lions got the ball back on their own 20. On the first play of the drive, A&M Commerce fumbled and gave the ball back to Delta State at the Lions' 13-yard line. But the A&M Commerce defense held. With the Statesmen having a 4th down and 4 at the Lions' 7-yard line, Tevin Moore and Jake Williams combined on a quarterback sack to kill the drive.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back. And, there's a lot of momentum going back and forth. We had the momentum of the stop, turned around and mishandled an exchange and, could have laid down. And we've got a really young team, but I think they grew up a lot tonight. And, that series really showed they like getting to that quarterback, and it sure makes life a lot easier when they do.
The Lions led 21-10 in the second quarter, but Delta State came back to make the margin 21-16 at halftime. The third quarter began on a good note for A&M Commerce when Kirstadi Woods returned to fumble recovery 8 yards for a touchdown. But the third soon turned grim for the Lions. The A&M Commerce offense was held scoreless and managed just 1 first down in the third. 3 consecutive 3-and-outs meant the Lions' defense was on the field for almost the whole quarter. Tevin Moore said that working hard in practices helped prepare the defense for the physical challenges of playing on short or no rest.
Fighting through being tired, just going out there and just executing, even when you're tired. We've done this in practice many times, going 10 plays straight in practice. Just this is what we practice for, so just executing when you're tired, executing when you're down.
A touchdown late in the period gave Delta State a 30-28 lead. But the Lions took back the lead for good on the next series with an unexpected pass play. Rollison handed the ball off to Derek Davis, who, instead of running, unloaded a 45-yard pass to Stacy Howard. Carthel says his staff helped him with the design of what turned out to be a momentum-shifting play.
Oh, that'd be Coach Storm and Coach May. They've been, finding ways to get those up. We got 3 really talented junior quarterbacks, and, that's a position only one can play. But we felt like we could maybe pull that one off, and they were giving us a look that we liked, and so we rolled the dice and came up a winner.
The victory was the Lions' first triumph over a nationally ranked opponent since 2001. Next week, A&M Commerce will begin its conference schedule against West Texas A&M, which entered this weekend ranked 3rd nationally and came away with a dramatic win over Chadron State on Thursday night in Arlington.
And we made some improvements from last week and beat a quality opponent tonight, but there's still a lot of work left to do, and we'll enjoy this victory for 24 hours, and then we'll saddle back up and we'll go to work. And that's, we've held these guys to a very high standard since we've got there, and we're not going to, celebrate, and we did something. We won two games. You know, that's a big deal. Let's play the next one and move on through the season.
From AT&T Stadium in Arlington, for KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.